This is episode 2002 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Mickley, and I welcome you as you get ready to give yourself a little more peace, energy, and clarity. Meditation may be the best thing you do for yourself all day today. And here you are, getting ready to meditate. In today's episode, we continue along with the theme we're exploring this week, which is all about applying the wisdom from Sun Tzu in his classic timeless novel that was written over 2,500 years ago on the art of war. And the wisdom he shared can be applied not only during warfare, but also as you battle stress, anxiety, and fear with your emotions. In today's episode, I'll also share with you a technique you can do whether you are seated meditating or busy going through your day. And this is a technique that has to do with feeling more confident. In yesterday's episode, I shared with you how to tap into your inner strength to become aware of your unique qualities and strength. And today, I want to share with you a technique using what is called a chakra. If you're not sure what a chakra is, no worries at all. A chakra is simply an area within you that harbors certain emotions from your experiences and your memories. And each chakra represents a different aspect of who you are. And the chakra we'll be focusing on today is your third chakra, which is located right at your abdominal area. And the color associated with this region is bright yellow, and the element is fire. So when you meditate today, focus on your inner fire. What is your passion? What fuels you? What gets you up out of bed in the morning? Your zest for life. And then as you meditate, you could visualize a fire burning within you, igniting your fire. And when you know what your strengths are, then you can fuel those strengths into your passion. Sometimes you might not share your strengths. They might be hidden. But when you take away the mask and start to really full out live your strengths and who you are, your truth, you begin to tap into your passion. I want to share with you as well that as a challenge for this week, I encourage you not only to focus on your mindset with meditation to give yourself some stillness, but also I encourage you to include movement in your day. If you could give yourself some stillness and movement each day, this can help you feel as though you have options to become excited and to see opportunities in the future, not to feel stuck indoors or stuck by this current pandemic. Everything you need is within you. That is the affirmation for this week's series. I encourage you to repeat the affirmation in the morning when you wake up and go throughout your day, and in the evening as you end your day. And you might not be able to get outside so much, but if you could do some yoga or stretching, some kind of movement to get your body moving, this is going to help you meditate much better, to be able to sit longer and to feel more focused and alert. So I'll share with you the wisdom from Sun Tzu in his work of the Art of War. And what he says is, in the midst of chaos, there is also opportunity. In the midst of chaos, there is also opportunity. So look around you. What opportunities are ahead of you? What opportunities are all around you now? Focus on this and find your inner strength and feel empowered. So as you settle yourself down to meditate, focus on those strengths and allow your passions to come forth. If you like the meditations that go along with this week's series, they're half-hour guided meditations, which include a journal for this week's series, as well as a guide with all the techniques. You can try now the Sip and Om meditation app for 2 weeks, free access to the full app. You are so worth slowing down for.